One. We'll do this for track. No, go on, you do that right now, okay?
No, you're in one.
Angela's feeling very, very shy right now, so maybe we can get someone to read this for her. But shall we do this for you? Okay, just before we do that, we'll have another dedication in a moment as well. We first of all, please play a favourite record for all my readers of the garden spot in the Connacht Tribune Galway, especially for Porrick, Fiona, Allen, Kenny of Headford, and all of the waters of Flint Street in Headford, especially, for that comes in, I should say, from Pat Dunn, the horticultural correspondent of the Connacht Tribune. So, of course, all hi as well to all the people here from the Connacht Tribune. Hello to you. Hopefully you enjoy yourself. A nice round of applause there as well. Angela, you're not going to do this, are you? No, okay. Angela, what is? Tell you what, we need about 2 or 3 minutes to rehearse all this, and then we'll continue with some music right now. This is music from the Travelling Wilburys. It's their current one. It's called Handle With Care.
24 hours a day. Coast. Power.
This music there from the Travelling Wilburys, our current offering, that's called Handle With Care. We're coming live this evening from Richardson's Bar, the actual close down towards 12 o'clock when the law has been ratified as regards free radio in Ireland. And of course, this is the actual live broadcast you will ever hear from Coast, at least for the moment anyway, so hopefully things will improve in the future. Angela, hello there.
How are you?
Right, you're going to say hi to some people, aren't you?
Yeah. What do you know? Huh?
Yeah, you just talk away there, you see. This is actually live right now, okay?
Hello. This is a request for a friend of mine, for John and Paddy in the Imperial Hotel, for the Towies of Roscommon, for the Franes of Newcastle, for the Franes of Naas, for the Welches of Dublin, for the Towies of Longford, for the Mannions of Knockdoe, for the Kellys of Salt Hill, for the Fahies of Ballandooley, and for Tim Richardson. One day is a sign.
There you go. Gloria, one day at a time. We'll do what we can. I promise the next 5 or 10 minutes or so we'll organize something there. But in the meantime, we're going to play Johnny Cash for Angela and our good friend who is?
Kathleen
as well. Okay, thank you for coming, Kathleen and Angela, tonight. Here's Johnny Cash, as requested. Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3 and he didn't leave much. Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars. I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue! How do you do? Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that.
There you go, country western songs from Johnny Cash. That's called A Boy Named Sue. Plenty of very special for Kathleen and Angela, who also mentioned some friends of theirs as well. They're also here tonight in Richardson's Bar in our square, celebrating, well, in a way, sort of being just here towards the end of free radio here in Ireland and in Galway as well. And we've got 35 minutes left altogether. And right now we're going to call on Tom Cuff. So Tom Cuff in the house, if you're here, please make as soon as possible to the actual console here. Tom is a very shy man by nature, but somehow we managed to persuade him to come up here. Tom Cuff, please. Can we have Tom? We have. Yes, we have. There you go, Tom. Grab yourself a microphone. Say a few words. How you feel about this whole event tonight? Is it working? It is. It is. Oh, sorry. It's my fault.
Hey. Hello. Hello. Yes, Barry. Hello. Well, it's a very sad day for independent radio in Ireland and in Galway City, which I've been associated with for the past 5 or 6 years. And everyone here tonight, I'm sure, would agree with me that when we elected a government to get jobs for people, and they've done the opposite. They've put 2,000 people out of work with the stroke of a pen, and it's very sad, and I feel very sour over the situation.
I would agree with that, Tom. But there again, that is the sad reality of the whole legislation anyway, as regards free radio in Ireland. But having said that, I think that Coast 103, indeed, any pirate radio station in Galway has provided a unique service over the last 10 years or so.
Yes, well, Coast 103 have given a great service to Galway City, not alone Galway City, but Galway County and to parts of Munster and Leinster. And it's going to be very sad when people wake up in the morning and they have only just one choice.
Will you name that radio station?
It's really going to sink in the morning when you have only one choice. We won't name the choice. But I think myself, I'd rather play records the whole day long.
I would agree, Tom, on that.
And it's been a privilege to be associated with Coast 103 and with a few other radio stations down through the year. And I wish the best of luck to all the DJs and the station manager in the coming months. Whatever happens, the best of luck. And I'd like to wish a very happy new year. I'm sure they're listening in to my sister and her husband in Rinmore Road and her two kids, Pat and Pauline. That's Paddy and Marie Nolan, 27 Rinmore Road. So, Barry, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much, dude. Lovely, lovely. There you go, that's Tom Cuff expressing his sentiments on the actual legislation which comes into effect at 12 midnight tonight as regards free radio in Ireland. Right now, though, we continue with some more music. This is very, very special for Sean Costello, a very, very good friend of mine, and he's here this evening, and I'd like to play this one especially for him because I know he likes this particular track. It comes from Los Lobos. It's called Donna.
Bus very impressive, especially for Sean this evening. It's called Don the Old Richie Valens Classic. Right, we've got a very special request right now for Thomas and Larry, who are working very, very hard at the Rinmore service station and tune in, of course, to Coast 103 at the moment. That comes in from Madge and Company. And a very special hi to Tim Richardson. Who's he? And he is their heartthrob. So there you are. That's for Tim, who's looking very suave and debonair as well tonight. Thank you, Tim, from all the staff of Coast for us. Let's move on. This is something I think we should also tell Tim at some stage tonight. Taylor Dane and Tell It To My Heart. Coast Power FM. Good evening, too. From Taylor Dane, it's called Tell It To My Heart. It's 24 minutes left before actual close down of free radio here in Ireland. That means 24 minutes of actual real enjoyment. Right, we've got a dedication right now for Paul Duane in Headford. He's one of Coast 103's greatest fans. Paul, are you here tonight? You are. Paul isn't here. Is he here? He is. Well, anyway, he was here a moment ago. Okay, we're going to call our next person to talk to and express how they feel. And the guy's name is going to come as a very big surprise to the man in question. It's Tommy Kelly. Tommy. Tommy is looking around the place as much to say, how did he pick on him? Round of applause, please. There you go, Tommy. Tommy Kelly, a friend and indeed a colleague of Coast 103. How do you feel about all this, Tommy?
Well, hello there. How's it going?
Be perfectly honest about this.
Honest? Mr. O'Verna, how's it going there, Shane? I can't sing at all, so I'll tell you what. Let me see. What's left? About 20-odd minutes, is it?
23 minutes less.
I'll tell you, when I was doing my old program there yesterday, between 6 and 9 o'clock, and I'm sure there was nobody listening at all, for the first 2 hours, there was no problem at all, but after that, I began to sort of feel mega, mega depressed. And there is absolutely nobody listening here, so there's no problem at all.
Oh, there is?
Just like the old program on the old radio station. But, let me see, there's even less than just over 20 minutes to go. And
Tommy, in retrospect,
it's a pretty tough time, all right. But Okay. We might as well enjoy ourselves for the next 20 minutes anyway and have good fun. I'd just like to thank everybody involved in the old station. I know for a fact that I've had a good time for the last year on Coast 103, and well, for the last, Rick Ghastly Astley has been shown in front of my face, and I hate the guy.
But Tommy, there's one track you like by Rick Ghastly, isn't there? Yeah.
There is actually, yeah, it's an old Temptation song.
What's it called, Tommy?
Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And here we go.
Is it on the way? Very special for you, okay?
Cheers, thanks a lot, Barry.
Okay, Tommy.
Hello to everybody out there, and take it easy.
Many happy returns. Very special for Tom McKelly, of course. This is Rick Astley, and to Power to Break. With Coast Power FM, live from Richardson Park.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, sweet darling, please don't leave me. Ain't too proud to be, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl, don't you go. Now I heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride. But if I have to try to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Ain't too proud to be.
Going up for our last guest this evening, Tommy Kelly, and that's called Ain't Too Proud to Make the Old Temptations Classic. Right now we're going to call, unsuspectingly, Shane. A round of applause for Shane, please. He's going to kill me after this, I know he is. Shane, a few words, please. A few words, though, literally.
A few words. Two, one or two just, words, that's it. Hang on, get me seated. Sit down here, relax.
Let the man sit down and...
Well, hello there, Barry. How are you doing?
How are you, Shane?
Well, I'm working next door, as you know.
Yes, you were supposed to.
I'm going to be there in exactly 5 minutes' time.
Okay, then. So tell us, listen, how do you feel about all this?
I'm very depressed. So I'm leaving here now before people see me crying. So don't keep me here too long or people that see me crying, get lost.
Any special memories that stand out, Shane, over the last few years?
Listen, all I say is I don't have a chance to do the close down, right?
Okay.
So, all I say, I'm grateful to have the chance of being with the lads because, as you know yourself and as Mitchell here beside me knows.
Oh, that man, yeah.
We've had so many laughs the last year, it's unbelievable.
It's been good.
Am I right? Where's Keith?
It's been good.
And Keith would agree with that. Keith, do you agree with that?
We'll catch him later on. Don't worry about that, Shane.
Well, I won't say it now because we're live on air. You know yourself. But who else? Steve, you would agree with that. We've had so many laughs, haven't we?
You'll find yourself.
Well, there you go. No. I've got to be very careful here. I can't say what I want to say because it's rude.
Well, now's your chance. If you omit the foul language, I don't mind.
No, I won't say no foul language.
Okay,
I mean, this is the close down, so like, forget
right.
It. Forget the foreign language. We've used that on many occasions somewhere else, but forget it.
All right, then you've enjoyed the whole lot now, haven't you?
It's been brilliant. It's been the best. It has been the best. But not to worry.
All right, then.
We'll be back again somewhere.
I was asking your friend here about the particular type of music you like. I think this one is very suited. It's one of your favorites, I hope.
This is for Anne and Eugene.
Okay.
Anne and Eugene.
Do you want to introduce this, Sharon?
Good buddies of mine. What is it?
You should know this, Jerry. I'll be all right.
I'll be all right without you, yeah. Okay, Journey. Good night. Thank you. Bye.
That's for Shane.
Okay.
Thank you, Shane.
There were moments I believed you were there. Do I miss you? Am I lying to myself again? Do these things because of you. I keep holding on, but I'm trying not to let go of you. Love, don't leave me lonely. I'll be right without you. There is someone else. I keep telling myself.
No, Brian, listen. Oh! last music there from Jerry is called I'll Be Alright Without You, plenty for a special for Shane, who by the way is in the Beehive at the moment doing a disco. Thank you, Shane, for the good times. Okay, our next sort of guest this evening here is Brian Davis. A round of applause for Brian Davis. Unsuspecting guest this evening.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on air right
now. All right, then. Well, basically all I want to do is I don't want to thank anyone particularly in person. It's not the records that makes the station. Get out of here, you. It's not the records that makes the station. It's not the equipment that makes the station. All it is, it's the listeners. It's the people who are sitting at home, the people who are listening to a station.
Here, who came in here
to support us tonight.
Hey.
And it's very much appreciated.
A round of applause.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I want to thank each and every one of you. And fair play to you. Thanks very much for listening to us. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure playing to you. And this one now is especially for you.
It definitely is.
Especially for you. It's the only song to play. The listeners make a station, not the DJs, not anyone else. This is Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan. This is especially for you.
Good day.
Especially for you.
Thank you, Brian.
I want to let you know what I was going through. All the time we were apart,
I wanna tell you I was feeling that way too. And if dreams were wings, you know I would have flown to you.
Left in free radio in Ireland and indeed in Galway as well. 7 minutes of absolute beautiful music. That's Kylie and Jason, was called especially for you. Another unsuspecting customer this evening is Keith York. Keith! The expression of surprise, unbelievable. There you go, Keith. Got a mic from here somewhere, have you? You have. There you go. That's working, I think, anyway. Keith, how do you feel about all this?
Terrible.
Terrible. That's a very general question. What's your favorite moment in radio, Keith?
I couldn't tell you.
You couldn't tell me. You don't want to tell us?
No.
Okay, I don't know. All right, do you want to say hi to some people that maybe said thank
you? What?
Say thank you to some friends of yours.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not going to talk for too long because I'll probably crack up or something.
Fair enough.
I mean, what I'd really like to say is kind of thanks to the team because it's been great and it's been a great radio station and let's hope we can all work together again sometime.
Don't forget
Luigi! And also, thanks to everybody that supported us, advertisers, listeners, everybody.
It's been a good year. It's been great.
And Happy New Year as well.
Many happy returns to Keith York. Listen, Keith, anything else you want to add to that just before we sort of move things on very quickly here? We have to snipe somebody else before we finish things up this evening.
I'd say that'll do.
Okay, Keith, listen, thanks. You've been good. Okay, we're going to have a sort of a second more or less last tonight. It comes from, Annie Lennox and Al Green. Called Put a Little Love in Your Heart and calls Far Up.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the
from Al Green and Anna Lennox as well, Put a Little Love in Your Heart, our very final guest, but by no means least, in fact, one of our very dear friends as well, is Mr. Tim Richardson, who is looking at the bar, unsuspecting completely, doesn't know what's going on here. Down here, Tim, please. He's wondering whether to come down here right now, so maybe we can invite him down. Tim Richardson is down to the console. He's still wondering whether to come down or not. He's sort of contemplating. He's undecided. Tim, down here. Yes, you. Mr. Tim Richardson of Richardson's Bar is about to say a few words. Hopefully, a few nice words as well. Tim, Happy New Year from Coast 103, first of all.
Many happy returns. And I'd like to wish my customers and everybody a very happy new year and a very prosperous new year. To my friends and enemies, I don't think I have any, but even if I have
none
them,
at all,
I would like to wish them a very happy new year and a very prosperous one. Thank you very much indeed.
Short and to the switch. A round of applause for Tim Richardson. Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip,
hooray!
Tim Richardson, okay. Brian, I'm stuck for words. Say something here quick.
That makes a change for you.
We're on the very final countdown. We're into the final minutes of broadcasting from Coast 103 live.
Tell you what, we'll run the next record. We'll talk sort of over this here, maybe.
Exactly, and why not?
I think after a great selection, this one record stands out. It's our last farewell. It comes from Dan Fogelberg.
Yeah. And once
little guts and win out against the odds and go on forevermore.
Okay, there you go. This music from Dan Fogelberg is called Our Last Farewell, which sort of describes how we feel at the moment. It's 3 minutes to the actual countdown and legislation of the Independent Broadcasting Bill of Ireland, and I think at this stage we're going to play a very appropriate record. We want you all to sort of join hands or cling together or do something and sort of sing along with this next record, okay? That is, if you feel like singing, okay? If anybody knows the vocals, by all means sing. Near enough to us.
Should old acquaintance be forgot when they are brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot when they are old and tired?
Happy New Year to you all, and thanks for being there. Let's all stand for the national anthem, please.